15. The Halloween dance doesn't happen at Middleborough High School. It happens at a bar dance hall near the poor section of Metuchen called the Elks Club Lodge, a place for old men to drink and play pool. I can't get to the club by myself. It's almost in Edison, the next town over from Metuchen, and Michael really isn't going because he's listening to the new Weezer album. There's the option of getting my parents to drive me to the dance, but I decide against that particular form of self-hatred. I dial up a car service and approach Mom as she works in the dining room to tell her the deal. Hey, Mom? Yes, Jeremy? She doesn't look up from her work. There's actually a Halloween dance tonight as part of school, so I'm going.
Really?
Mom asks, looking up. And just as her really is ending, Dad slips through the curtain into the dining room, shirtless. He's eating a giant hot dog and a too small bun.
Really? He says.
Yeah. I look back and forth between Dad and Mom. I'd expected challenges. That's wonderful. Mom gets up and hugs me. Who are you going with?
Yeah, what's up? Dad asks. Does she have... you know...
Dad pantomimes breasts with his hands and a hot dog.
Stop it, Mom snaps. That is not appropriate.
You'd be surprised, son, Dad says. So many divorces that I handle stem from breasts. They're incredibly important. Make sure that the girl...
There isn't a girl, I declare. Silence from Mom.
Dad chews. Are you gay?
Stop it, Mom shrieks, scrambling toward Dad.
He skitters out. Your father, she says, returning to her seat at the stacks of paper. Sometimes I really don't know. So, in any case, I'm not gay, don't worry.
I'm not, Mom smiles.
It would be fine if you were, really. We're good parents.
But you're going to a dance?
Yeah. That's great. Do you need money?